We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Tennessee, and it's our fall pledge drive. You can head to WYXR.org right now, make a donation. My name's Liv Cohen. Got a couple pals in the studio with me right now. Steve Salvage.
Hey!
Straight out of Memphis. But Tommy Stinson as well.
Hey! Almost straight out of Memphis.
Almost. Yeah. Close.
We claim you. We claim you.
Tommy's playing at Bar Keo tonight, making a stop in Memphis. How's tour been?
Good.
You were saying it's kind of spontaneous last minute.
Yeah, a lot of it was very last minute stuff, but it all kind of centered around a couple different things. One of them, just recording in Austin, Texas. I went down and started a little project down there, but you know, it was like, if I'm going to go down there for 10 days and do that, I might as well play some shows on the way back. And my girl Carla bought a car down in Dallas to in Austin to do work that she's been doing. And so I'm like, let's just drive home and we'll play some shows. Let's kind of goof off on our way home and stop, see Steve and see what he's got going on. We got some Bash and Pop stuff maybe coming up. And well, we definitely got Bash and Pop stuff coming up. So we're kind of messing around, hitting some stuff. You know, probably sweet. Gonna make a record. I said it here first. Ooh. You got it right here first. Yes, we're making a record.
Now we have to.
That's awesome.
You know me. Once I get focused, if there's such a thing, you know.
So how do you two know each other?
Luther.
Let's hear the story.
Luther Dickinson. Yeah, Luther Dickinson was playing with Tommy, and he had some dates and that he couldn't do, and he was just like, "Call my buddy Steve." And so Tommy called me, and then we, you know, showed up. Did I show up the first day with a new tattoo, or was that later on?
No, I think you might have had a new tattoo.
Like, I was bleeding, yeah.
Yeah,
it was in Brooklyn or something. It was us and Cat Popper and Frank Ferrer. Anyway, we did some shows. That worked out, and then it kind of coalesced into bringing back Bash and Pop, which is Tommy's band from mm-hmm. the 90s. And we put out a record and toured the mess out of it, and
turned into a mess
and shenanigans involved, and you know, uh-huh. pursued, and you know, I found a good friend.
Sweet.
So on this tour, you playing Bash and Pop, Cowboys in the Campfire.
I play a little bit of all of it. I mean, it's sort of kind of what I do with this stuff when I'm doing these solo bits, is I'm just kind of breaking it way, way, way down to like the songwriting nugget that turned into the song kind of thing. And it's, you know, it gives me something different, a different angle at looking at tunes and stuff like that. And it's actually kind of opened me up in a way, which is kind of interesting. It's like, I've been doing it this way, and I haven't played with a band since Bash and Pop. And I played with these guys down in Austin. That was just kind of a fun thing that turned into a really good thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we got dates coming up, and like, we're sitting in his studio listening to some stuff we were kind of messing with a while back. And it makes me long for some band fun again. So, you know, get
Joe Kidd in the mix, man.
Get Joe Kidd's dying. He's ready. Yeah. Ready to go. But, I'm grateful that I get to monkey around like I get to.
Yeah, for sure.
I get to chase it all I want.
So, welcome back to Memphis. Do you have any spots that you have to go to while you're here?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. We were pulling in town last night, and my girl Carla, she's a vegetarian, and I was going, I don't know, man, rendezvous sounds pretty good. and you know, we ended up at Houston's, but, you know... when I was coming over to Steve's place today, man, I was looking around and talking to my driver, Kimberly, going, so it looks different to me all over again. Like I thought I'd gone by Arden, but I didn't. What street is Arden on again?
Madison.
Madison. That's right. Okay. That's right. That was on Poplar.
So okay. Yeah.
Is that perfect?
One street over. Yeah. Parallel.
Parallel to it. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. All right. Yep. But, you know, I thought I recognized some things. The only thing I recognized out of my hotel window today was the Peabody Hotel. And dang it, if I don't feel like dragging Carla over there to see them ducks.
You gotta.
Still one of the mind-blowing experiences of Memphis still.
Neil Young just came and watched the ducks when he was here a couple weeks ago.
Finally. Finally. Been telling about it for years. He finally did it.
He works at his own pace.
He comes around. Yeah. Takes a minute. Takes a minute.
Well, I'm a huge Replacements fan, so I have to ask about the transition of growing up, like, as a kid in the Replacements to the sound that you have in Cowboys and Campfire now. How have you made that path?
I still don't know. I don't have an answer. I mean, someone asked me a while back to, like, do, like, a little songwriter camp, you know, like show some kids that are, you know, coming up playing musicians, like want to be musicians, stuff like that, play guitar and stuff like that. And they show them like how you write a song or something like that. And I was like, man, I don't even know how I write a song. I don't know what I do. I don't have any one way of doing it that even makes sense as far as I can tell, except that it ends up with a song here and there. So I don't really have an answer for that. I've been flying by the seat of my pants for a long time. That might come to a head soon.
Cool. Well, Tommy Stinson's playing at Bar Keo tonight. Do you have an opener tonight on your tour?
Yeah, my girl Carla's going to open up. So Carla, she's in her own right, this great voice and a great little songwriter. And she will open up the show, and then she'll join me and play with me, a little violin, you know, a little vocal. Sweet. Steve probably going to get up there and do something if I can beat him up enough.
Oh, Steve, you got to.
We'll see. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah. Hey.
Cool. Well, thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
While the mic is hot.
What do you got queued up?
You know, if you like what you hear, this fantastic interview, you could probably also donate to WYXR. You could use your telephone and call 901-460-3031, and your donation could be matched all day long.
Boom.
Whatever.
Wow.
Whatever. Oh.
Yes, I just, buy whatever.
Whatever. So, you know.
You've been here before.
If you're a fan of the flower, or of, you know, the other technological advancements, you know, whatever is gonna match your donations. So
do it now.
You could donate at 420. And,
oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or you could donate at WYXR.org.
Right. We're at 58%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're 58% of our goal right now.
I feel about 58% right now.
I just turned 58, so I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Really,
I was there
up
for one of those birthdays.
October 6th. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Our station's birthday is October 5th, so we're right there with you.
Right.
That's
up.
That's my 22nd wedding anniversary this year. So,
hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Yeah, we're all here. 58% of the goal.
All right.
WYXR.org. Thanks, y'all.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Hanging.
You got Tennessee tendencies. chemical dependency. You make the same old jokes and malapropes on cue.
Damnation and guilt.
You're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. My name's Liv Cohen.
Hi, I'm Mary Maxwell.
And it is our fall pledge drive. You can head to WIXR.org right now and make a donation. We have a special person to thank, Evie Perry.
Thank you, Evie.
My college professor, mentor, friend, and Robbie's neighbor. Thank you, Evie. You can be like Evie. Head to WIXR.org, make a donation. I'm kind of frazzled.
How you feeling?
We just had Tommy Stinson of Bash and Pop, of The Replacements, pop in for a few minutes.
Wow.
Before a show at Barkia tonight. And
you're going to the show, right?
And I am going to the show. I'm a huge Replacements fan, so that was a big moment for me. And
we need to give Liv a moment.
But no. I'm here to say that because WYXR provides a lot of moments like that for a lot of people. We've had Brandy Rinks interview Wilco. We've had just so many. Just people are like besties with Larry Heard now. It's just a DJ Spanish Fly.
I mean, Steve Selvage was here too. Like, that's pretty cool.
Steve's cool.
We just act like Steve's
he's casual.
Around.
He's just a dude. No, but he is insanely talented and a huge deal. I never said that though. But anyway, YXR creates a lot of really amazing moments like that. So if you want to keep that going, head to WIXR.org right now. Make a donation.
And also today, your donation will be doubled because Whatever is matching all donations all day long. So thank you so much, Whatever.
Thank you, Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, Whatever. We love Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a few. Stay tuned in. It's WIXR. WIXR.org. Big shout out to Jennifer McGrath for making a donation. We appreciate you. Head to WIXR.org. Keep that magic going. Make a donation now.
handshake is worthy. It's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, push to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds.
Can't go outside without a body.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Liv Cohen.
I'm Mary Maxwell.
And we're here today.
We are here.
We're here today to ask for your financial support.
You can trust us.
Head to WYXR.org right now. Make your donation. Whatever shops. They're matching every single donation all day long, so your impact will be instantly doubled. Your dollars will be doubled.
Thank you so much.
Today is the day to do it.
Yeah. It is.
And I think while we're here, we should also thank our other sponsors.
Yes. Thank you to all of our corporate matching sponsors. We've got Peoples on Beale.
Who's matching all day today.
Culver Accounting.
Dogs Rule Daycare.
John Harrison Jones Architect.
Beauty Shop, Bar DKDC, another roadside attraction, and the Molly Fontaine Lounge.
And Loaded for Bear. Thank you all.
Yes. Be like these wonderful sponsors. Be like the other folks who have donated so far this week. If you haven't donated yet, today is definitely the day.
Get us past 59%.
Yeah. Let's creep into 60 before Song on the Radio gets rolling.
Rolls all over you.
Oh, yeah.
WYXR.org.
We'll be right back. Keith Daniel Cooper, and you're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, Memphis.
There was a guy. An underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kevin Morby. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.